Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you back. So today I'm going to do a bit of a reading update. I'm going to give you some stats of what my reading has been like because I'm keeping track of them this year. And then I'm going to give you some summer recommendations. So the first thing I want to chat is the reading update. So at the beginning of the year, I set the intention that I wanted to read 300 books and I wanted to go back to reading a book a day. And then I think a few weeks later, I was like, never mind, that's a little too ambitious. I don't think this is going to happen. And like, funny enough, like how things have worked, I just like basically had reset my priorities of reading for fun and reading for joy as opposed to reading for obligation. And I realized that that was like what was shifting, like what was creating like a stressor. And so ever since mid-April, I would say mid-April, around mid-April and May, I started reading a book a day. And sometimes I read like two or three books a day because I'll finish off books that I started months ago. And I'll just sit down and just like finish. And I'll be like, oh, I finished like a few books. And so I am actually back into a reading groove. I have read, as of May 22nd, 94 books. And I feel comfortable. Like, I think I can finish, I can get to 100 books in the, like, by the end of the, by Memorial Day weekend easily. So I'm really excited. I think I'm like in this group, I can actually read about 275 books a year. And I don't know, I don't want to talk about the numbers so much because it's like the quantity is not that important. I think for me, the quantity is like, you know, I'm able to tackle my TBR and I'm able to tackle things that I want to read and just get an escape. And for me, reading is like an escape. It's like a form of meditation. It's a form of like how it quiets my anxiety. I find that if I spend the time, if I take breaks reading as opposed to Instagram, my anxiety goes down. And so that's why I read. I read because of my anxiety. And so I want to keep reading more because of it as opposed to less. So I'll tell you some tips and tricks of how I've been able to accomplish this. The first one is audiobooks. I actually have fallen in love with audiobooks this year, and it's been a lot of fun just to listen to the book in different formats. Whether I start an arc and I just like listen, finish the arc listening to it and just getting a different experience, or maybe I'll just like, I had an arc, I tried to read it, it didn't work, but then I was able to listen to straight through a couple of days. And so audiobooks have been like such a lifesaver. How I'm getting my audiobooks is mainly from the library, Libby and Hoopla. I think mainly Libby is the main place that I'm getting some of the library books. I use Brooklyn mainly in Orange County as my main libraries. Chicago has really good selections. I'm really grateful for Chicago. So if I can't find it in any of those libraries, I'm just checking on those. So it's been good to get the audiobooks there. With little to no weight. Like some popular books, I have The Grass is Greener and Girls Are Pretty, which is Lauren Weisberger's new book. I just got that audiobook like on publication day and I requested like a week before. So it's been really nice to be like, oh, I'm getting the audiobook as opposed to waiting for the ebook and like it takes weeks and months. So audiobooks has been great. The other thing that I've been doing is like I'm mood reading binges. So what happens is if I find myself like reading a book that I like a genre like YA romance, then I go back and I read, like I go back to arcs that I may have, or I may look at some lists and say like, okay, which ones that will be good for me, and then I'll read like two or three books in a week of the same genre. And that's been fun just because it also helped me like create content. If I want to make recommendations, I have like multiple books to recommend. I've done this for YA, for mafia, for British rom-coms, or romance, or contemporary romances, historical, and a little bit of everything. So that's been a lot of fun just to go through little mini binges and just like, it feels like a little read-a-thon that I'm doing. The main issue that I think that's been like the biggest change has happened is that I'm reading less for obligation. For a long time I was reading because I needed to post a podcast or I needed to
write a review and I needed to do this. And like, yes, I have access to a lot of ARCs, and that's a really great gift the publishers give me. But I there are ways for me to promote the book without having to always give a review. Like, there are ways for me to say, like, you know what, if you like this book, I can actually recommend you so-and-so that you should read this. Or I can actually talk to an author and talk about the writing process and learn more about it. And the author essentially sells me the book, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to read this book. So I had this experience and I really love it. And so I'm moving away from reading out of obligation and just like starting to read based on my mood. And that has made a big impact. I'm reading more because it just feels like fine. If I read out of obligation, I'm reading less. I'm like struggling to finish books. And then that doesn't feel good. So if I struggle to finish a book, I'm actually finishing most of my books. I'm not DNFing anything. I'm actually, what I'm doing is I'm putting them down, and then I wait for a couple weeks when I feel like I'm in the mood, and then I finish the book up. And that works for me. It may not work for everyone. I think every person has their own style and their own stuff, but it's like, that's what's working for me. Put the book down, wait a little bit, go back to it, and finish it off. The other thing is I'm reading novellas like Kate and KU, Kindle Limited, because I want to expand a new to me authors. And so I start to look for novellas just to get a sense of like what their writing is like, if the story is kind of fun or different or stuff. So I did a Rachel Van Dyken Royal Bully, which is a mafia romance. And so I think you should read the previous series before that to make a better understanding, but it was fine. But that was actually interesting. So it got me hooked to read the next book in the series, which is like a long book. I read a Ruby Dixon novella, which is like a mill order alien farmer wife. It was bananas, but it got me interested in reading her Ice Planet Barbarian book, which has been mentioned a couple times in the podcast. So I think it's kind of fun just to look for novellas and, you know, KU, which I'm already paying for the membership. So I'm like, it's not costing me money, but it's giving me a sense of like, oh, is this an author that I want to read more about it or not? And at the same time, it's a finished book that I have. So let's talk about stats. So I've been keeping track of all the books that I read. I am keeping track of books read. So if you want to see the list of books, it's on Goodreads. But I've been keeping a separate spreadsheet with my ratings, because I don't want to publicize what my ratings are. Like, it's just a personal choice. Like, that works for me. But I've been keeping track of a lot of different stuff. So I have read 45 ARCs. I read 36 new to me authors. I borrowed 21 books from the library. I read 31 indie publishing books, and I read 22 KU books. I want to roll out my KU books. I know this spreadsheet has been really great because I keep track of genres. So I know, like, I think at the beginning of the year, I was like, I only read like two historicals. And so in April, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to read more historicals. So I grew the list. And I read like 10, you know, so that helps me keep track of like, you know, where the deficiencies are and where can I grow. So that's been fun. I'm going to try to like update this spreadsheet, and maybe I'll do a whole session at the end of the year letting you know all the stats if you're interested. Okay, so now we're going to go to the part that you're looking forward to it. What books you should read this summer. So here's the list of books that I read this summer, read this spring, winter, or early summer that I actually think you should add to your TBR. A lot of these books are already out, or they should be out by the time this episode airs, so you should be able to like pick them up, read them on the beach, read them in the pool, read them in a like a fun place in the park, you know, read outside if it's not that hot and humid. If it's hot and humid, read them in the air conditioning, but just read them. So the first one is Hang the Moon by Alexander Belfour. I have to tell you, I absolutely love this book so much. Like, it's just like, it's a cinnamon roll hero. It's set in Seattle. It's brother's best friend, and it's actually really sweet. It's like rom-com-y, social media, astrology, like things that you're just like, oh my gosh, it's like chef's kiss. So Hang the Moon, Alexander Belfour, added to your TBR. The next one's The Intimacy Experiment, Rosie Dannon. That's a hot rabbi, hot cinnamon roll rabbi, meets a former sex worker who is a cheat CEO of a sex positive company, and they're teaching a modern intimacy course. And so I love the idea of like a modern intimacy course. Like, the curriculum was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would like to take this course, you know, right away. So it was really good. There's a course, there's also like exploration of Judaism. It's like, it's really good. So The Intimacy Experiment, you should add it to your TBR. This one is actually indie publishing, but I found it, like, it was delightful. And it's not that long, and it's called Off the Limit Rule by Sarah Adams. This is available on KU. And it's, like, I think it's brother's best friend, and it's the same thing. It's like they're not supposed to be together. She's a single mom. They're not supposed to be together, but they got together. They have instant attraction, and it's just really good. It is closed door, but it doesn't feel like closed door. It just feels like a fun rom-com to read, and it's funny. And The Temporary Roommate, which is the next book in the series, they both are available on Hoopla. So if you want to listen to audiobooks, you can listen to them on Hoopla. It's funny. It's like pranks. And she, like, it's definitely cute. And so it's another single mom book. So I love both books. They're really good. I got to mention Tali Hibbert and actor H.E. Brown. Like, it's so spicy. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. So E. Brown gets destitute. She's disinherited from her family, so she goes on a drive and finds this first job, and then it becomes available, and she stops and goes for an interview, and then she almost run over the interviewee. So it's like, it's just fun, and she's like, okay, I'm just gonna have this job. So it's so good. I don't know. And I can't wait for her next series, which is, like, I think it's, like, Shakespeare or Jane Austen retelling. So it's, like, it's some sort of retelling, but it's, like, really good. Because it's, like, you mentioned some of the characters in this promo books are going to be in the next series. But it is really spicy. So if you're looking for spicy books, it's 1-8-4-8. If you like rom-coms, like You Got Mail, like Nora Ephron, Set in New York, and just a love letter to New York, and a well-done love letter to New York, I would say To Serve with Love by Lauren Ng. This is slow burn. Like, they don't kiss until, like, 95%, but it works. Like, if you're looking for a slow burn romance, this one works. There's two storylines. There's, like, they meet on a dating app, but they cannot see each other. It's, like, love is blind. And then they actually have a storyline where they meet in person, and they hate each other. And more is revealed. So this one's delightful. So I would say add it to your list and just read it. And the next one is The Road Trip by Beth Lurie. So this one is, like, I know it's marketed as a rom-com, but it's much more heavier than a rom-com. Obviously, it's contemporary romance. It's about a road trip that goes wrong. Like, it's like, you know, you go on a road, you have an accident, they have an accident. The heroine has an accident with a hero who was her ex-boyfriend that they broke up 2 years ago. And they all end up going, because they all end up going to the same wedding, so they all end up going to the same, in a small car, they all end up driving to the wedding. And there's, like, flashbacks of what happened then when they were together, how they met, like, how they have the relationship happen, and how they broke up. And then there's the flashback, and there's the present of, like, how they come together. And so it is actually really good, but it's definitely heavy, and there's, like, trigger warnings. So I would say, like, don't expect a cute rom-com. Just expect, like, a fun contemporary romance. Like, that's a different type of contemporary romance. This is, like, good for you. And it's, like, British romance. So British romance that would be, like, I think that's what I'm looking for. Okay. The next one is People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. I have to say, I absolutely love this book so, so much. It's, again, a slow burn. It's not for everyone. It's, I think there's, like, there's some scene, but it's not a lot, if I don't remember correctly. But the reality is that if you'd like to travel, if you travel, you know, consistently over the past 10 years, and you've gone to all these Instagrammable places and all these fun places, it's really fun just to revisit those places. Like, I actually, like, had, I love, like, being reminded of my own travels, like, reading her book and being ignited about, like, other people's other places that I should visit, you know, once we are open and comfortable to travel. So it's about a best friends who stop talking to each other. They travel every year for a summer vacation, and then about 2 years ago they stopped talking to each other after their trip. And so they're basically trying to come, she start talking to him, and then they go on a trip together, and then the rest unfolds. But it's really good. So the next one is Christina Lauren Is Back. So they have The Soulmate Equation, and I have to tell you, I absolutely adore this book. It's so good. It's another dating app, but this one, they're genetically matched. They're, like, kind of like 23andMe. They have a DNA matching, and so they turn out that they're compatible, like, 90-something percent. So this is, like, a really fun one. It's a single mother, cute child, really grumpy hero. He's like, I don't want to do this, but you know, I'm kind of interested. So if you like the Grumpy Sunshine, this one's good. Okay, this one is a little weird, quirky, and it's just so good. It's One Last Star by Casey McQuiston. It's long, I want to admit. It's like 400 pages or long. It's like a really long book. But I have to tell you, the group of friends, the diverse cast, the sense of like the New York that you get to revisit in the 1970s and in the 2020, it's kind of like fun. You get to experience a lot of New York subway. Because most of the book takes place in the subway. So this is like Kate and Leopold like remake with a 1970s character who's stuck in the train. And then the 2021, you know, character is like they connect and they get to know each other and love romance ensues. It's just delightful. So the next one is If the Shoe Fits by Julie Murphy. So this book is The Bachelorette, Bachelor with a plus size heroine. So I would suggest if you like Want to Watch or if you have issues with Want to Watch, there's two camps for it. I would say suggest reading If the Shoe Fits by Julie Murphy because this is a body positive, like really body positive bachelor show. There's really not a lot of conflict. It's a little angsty. It's like really easy to read. It's just a fun escape. So there we go. And then finally, It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey. I don't know. Tessa Bailey like has been like has been a hit for me lately, and I'm really grateful for that. So this one is a Schitt's Creek reimagined. Rich girl goes to some fisherman's town and falls in love with the local fisherman, and it's just like really good. He's alpha hero. He's like, I want you, we're gonna make it work, and it's just like so good. He joins Instagram because she's like an Instagram influencer. He joins Instagrams and like he's like so awkward about it. He's like, I'm just gonna join, I'm gonna like follow her. Like not having any game with that Instagram, like not knowing like the logistics of it. He's like so foreign, like such a foreign thing. So it's a really good book. So and yeah, so that's the Tessa Bailey, It Happened One Summer. So those are the books that I want to recommend with you. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.